following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Buffalo, New York is known as the birthplace of buffalo wings, but now there's a new buffalo in town from Tabasco, the people who perfected hot sauce. For people who want a thicker buffalo sauce, one that sticks to wings better with just the right amount of heat and adds that classic buffalo flavor to burgers, sandwiches, and more. For our kind of people who know a better hot sauce when they taste it. Introducing the Tabasco of Buffalo Style Sauces. New, now available in Buffalo and a store near you. Tabasco, are you one of us?
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's meet our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
I screwed up.
It's not regular price. Come on, Doug.
I don't know what day it is. What do you want from me?
You don't have a football team?
Never heard of them.
Alabama Road Tide Roll. Gonna take on LSU. Then Bayou Bengals. Down there to go. That's D-A-U-X. Go, Tiger.
The pedicure. So what does that mean there? Is that ear hair? Or what is that?
Now let's meet Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Actually, for people out there that didn't have the same education I do, that'd be the capital of Illinois, too.
We got trouble here, folks. A trumpeter swan's neck is 3 freaking feet long. I'm beyond embarrassing. Did the dog eat your homework? Just say, we just whacked these two things because they look cool.
What are the guys going to chat about today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. So much to talk about on today's program. Loper Link, Mark Bauer is going to join us here in just a little bit. UNK wrestling coach. We're also going to be talking a little NFL playoffs. Java and Alex Gordon are in the news. Let's see, what was the other thing? Oh, how about this? Again, let's... There's not a lot of big details going on in the world. I think folks know that not a soccer aficionado, probably not even a fan, but I will watch some of it. NASCAR, even hockey. I like rooting for the Storm. I want to see him win. But Hastings College's Nate Pollock drafted yesterday into Major League Soccer. Never happened before, let alone at Hastings College, but in the GPAC conference. So congratulations to Nate.
Yeah, something you don't comes from off the radar, like you said, but good for him. That's what team did he go to?
Oh, yeah. You just want me to say that, don't you? You just want me to bring it up. Okay, I'll do it. Nate Pollock, and I mean, you can start with the jokes there, but he's been drafted by the New York Red Bulls.
Nice.
Hopefully he's not traded to the Chicago Jägermeisters.
That would be a bomb.
That would be the bomb right there.
Yeah, really would.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Douglas, something that's never happened on this radio show before, in the, I'd say the 6 or 7 years we've done it, as we approach
26
years that we've done this radio show, is one of the finer, I think the finest quarterback in the listening area, goes by the name of Riker Fye from Grand Island. I confirmed last night.
Big news. This is cool.
This will be cool. Riker Fye has not made a decision on where he will attend college as of 11:05 right now this Wednesday morning. When Riker Fye does decide that, he's going to make that decision right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is down to two schools. He will either be a Husker or he will come to UNK to be a loper. Obviously, the pros and
just those two.
Just those two. Yeah. It's down to those two. Obviously, a walk-on situation in Lincoln, and one of the deals. Will he ever? I have a hard time believing when you got 4- and 5-star kids that they bring in every year. No matter how good you are as a walk-on, you still find yourself behind Harrison Beck, who didn't pan out. And that there's a lot of kids that don't pan out, but it's one of those things. I selfishly would love the kid to be a loper because I think going into the MIAA could take this team to places, could take them into the playoffs, could do great things. Somebody of his caliber.
Now his teammate Sam Fultz says he's going to walk on at Nebraska. We talked about that yesterday on the show.
Yes. So, he's factoring in a lot of decisions, obviously. Does he have a chance to get on the field? They're bringing in Tommy Armstrong. Now there's just Devin Fuller out of New Jersey that with Gunnar Keel going to Notre Dame.
Tyson
that eliminates
Brockmeyer
him.
Brockmeyer is there. And I dare say, Tony, now before you scoff, Tyson Brockmeyer's credentials coming out of high school probably better than Riker Fife. I'm not saying who's the better quarterback, but Tyson was the Gatorade Player of the Year.
Fine. Great athlete. Bronson Marsh, another fine athlete, down there ran the scout team. Got raving reviews on that.
Okay, there's a guy that's not going to see the field.
As a walk-on, though, you're getting Tommy Armstrong, played 5A football, was a state champion as a junior, a state runner-up, threw 2 interceptions in his career in 5A football in Texas when they're playing at Cowboy Stadium.
Career or this year?
Career.
Okay. Nebraska fans would like that. By the way, Taylor Martinez, before the bowl game, I came across this, had 1 interception in the regular season's last 6 quarters. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
All right. Get off Taylor's butt. It's time for our Loper League, but that will be cool. Riker Fife, expecting that this week? Is that?
He's hoping. Now there's a chance they could have a visit in Lincoln, an official with Bo Pelini.
There's
could
no
be
rush.
Early next week. There's no rush, obviously. And we'll get people on, Friday, huge recruiting day. Devin Fuller is the one people are interested in. Gunnar Keel yesterday going to Notre Dame eliminates Notre Dame from contention for Devin Fuller. Now Devin Fuller looks to have Nebraska as one of the two. I think TCU is another team. It's Nebraska, TCU are the two teams that kind of vying for him. He's supposedly the 5-star prospect.
Sean Callahan will join us Friday, but now it's time for our Loper Link brought to you by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliances for all your vehicle services, big or small. Check them out. Go online, GarrettTire.net, and by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. We have the loans. We have Mark Bauer, Loper Wrestling Coach. Morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What happened to that dual deal?
No.
The dual deal.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was the look I had on my face. Where do I start with this guy? Because we had him on just before the national duels a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I tell you what, that road trip, 8 duels in 6 days, really tested our guys. There's no doubt about it. I don't want to say fortunately or unfortunately. Our last duel was this with Central Oklahoma, and at that point we had about 6 of our starters out of the lineup because we sprained our ankle, we kind of tweaked our shoulder, and it was just like, you know what, we had guys, we kind of put together a makeshift lineup, and we went for it. So, what do you do? I think we lost 7 matches by 2 or less points and 2 of them in overtime. And so it was a struggle. There's no doubt about it. It was an exciting atmosphere. Obviously, we'd have loved to have pulled out a few more of those matches. We'd have loved to, more importantly, have our entire lineup intact because I hate losing to UCO, especially at UCO. But a great challenge for our guys. It really, really tested them at that point in the season.
So with the success they've had at Central Oklahoma, does that make it one of the better atmospheres for college wrestling in the
You nation? Know, it does. You look at UNK's facility, the Health and Sports Center, and you think South, you think big stadiums, you think nice, beautiful, plush facilities. And honestly, their facility is no bigger than Western States up in Gunnison. So they have a small facility, but they do pack the crowd in there. I mean, all the bleachers were filled, and they get kind of exciting. I know there was a few dads in the front row that were getting after it a little bit, but you know what? I thought our guys stepped up, even our backups. They competed well. And again, losing 7 matches by 1 or 2 points, I mean, that's not too bad. obviously we'd have loved to have our lineup in there, but that's the way it goes.
What about the way things went at the Cliff Keen National Duels? You were where you thought you would be and where you wanted to be, and had the lead in the semis against number one Newberry and ended up finishing fourth.
You know, interestingly, our first day went fairly well. Our heavyweight did hurt his shoulder a little bit in the second duel of the first day. It was interesting. I turned around and looked at my bench halfway through our second duel, and it was just like they were dead. I couldn't even tell anybody was sitting on the bench with me. So afterwards, we got the guys together, and we're like, guys, we got to have leadership on this team. And so we pulled a couple of our senior leaders in, and we talked to them a little bit. And I tell you what, next day we came out, and they were fired up. They were firing our bench up. They were encouraging each other. Some of the guys that had lost, they were picking them up. And even though the feel on our bench changed and the leadership was changing, we found ourselves in a position. We were up 15-6, and I was like, wow, man, we might wax these guys. And then kind of the wheels kind of came off the cart, so to speak. And, you know, it was like we had several close losses again in the upper weights. And I think part of it was we lost our heavyweight, and then Ross Brunkhardt, our 184-pounder, was coming off of an injury, and his conditioning just was not where it was at. So we ended up pulling him the second day completely and bumping a 74-pounder up to 184 just to try to fill that hole and try to get us some wins. It was a gamble we were willing to take, but it was a gamble that did not pay off for either duel, because we were in the same position with Upper Iowa. I had 15-6 again, and I was like, heck yeah, and wheels came off the boat again, or the car again. So,
Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Because of these injuries, you're not going to the Central Missouri Duel Jamboree this weekend. This has got to be a tough position for you guys. I mean, you hate to back out of something that, that's a lot of injuries.
It is. You know, and the great thing is they're not major. You know, Dalton Jensen, I kid you not, last match of the duels down with OCU, he rolls his ankle. He's never sprained an ankle before, and your first sprained ankle is usually your worst sprained ankle. We feel like we kind of dodged a bullet in the fact that it isn't worse than it is, but again, it's sore, it's tender. And he needs this week to get back. And Joey Wilson strained some muscles in his shoulder. Our heavyweight strained some muscles in his shoulder. They're not major, but they're just little nagging things that we kind of need to get ahead of. If we can, you know, get them out there on the mat and they're at least 85% or better, that's a heck of a lot better than where they are right now. And we feel like, you know what, we go down to Missouri. We're doing four duels in Missouri. And then we're turning around and doing this road trip out to Colorado. It's deja vu all over again. It really is. It's 2 weeks ago. It would be another eight duels in 6 days. Our guys don't need that right now. And so the coach, I called him up, and they were very understanding of where we are with our program right now. And obviously, the RMAC matches are way more important than going to Missouri and wrestling a bunch of teams that we're going to do well against. So,
But you've got to balance this, because in another 3 weeks or month, it's the end stretch.
It's go time.
That's what you're getting ready
exactly,
for.
Exactly. And you know what? This road trip this next week is one of the reasons I am excited that we're moving to the MIAA. We leave Tuesday noon. We get 3 hours away. We're going to work out at a high school. We have two duels on Wednesday, a duel on Thursday. We come home on Friday. And the reason this happens is because those schools, they have small gyms. They have to compete with their basketball teams for floor space, and we cannot get the weekends. We cannot get the Fridays and Saturdays, and that's why we have to leave in the middle of the week. Our kids are going to miss 3 days of school. It's frustrating to us. And so, again, us not going to Missouri is going to better prepare us for this. I've already told the guys, you better be bringing your studies, your book bags, because we will have study time on this road trip. And they understand that, because it's just, you don't want kids to get behind. It's frustrating. And again, it's one more thing mentally that's going to weigh on them.
What kind of lesson plan do you leave behind?
Oh, I try to leave my best. No. Actually, we've been playing floor hockey, and my building principal the other day told me that may not be a good idea for a sub to be doing floor hockey. God. I guess we had too many high sticks going on. So
back now, you just kind of opened up a can of worms. When we were like in the sixth grade in Ord, I don't know if they still do it in elementary. Like, there's like two sixth grades.
Yep.
At the end of the year, there was a floor hockey game, and I mean, it's like Army Navy kind of stuff.
Just lay it out on the line.
It's UNK,
huh?
UNO type of stuff. I don't know if it's been disbanded like that rivalry, but
you know, when you do all your PE stuff,
yeah.
Do you have a parachute?
Oh yeah, we have three parachutes. We have one that goes from one side of the gym all the way to the other side of the gym. Just enormous.
I thought, you know, thinking back, that was the Just a stupid. What does that prove?
Well, you got to get it. You know what? There is a lot of muscle endurance, some stamina things that you guys can do with those things. But
well, you put the wiffle balls in. Give me a ball. Let me kick the thing. I don't think I have
any idea what you're talking about.
Literally a parachute.
Big, colorful parachute. Oh, yeah.
And the kids. I don't know.
Kids love it. In fact, I don't normally do that parachute with our older kids. And every year, hey, one more time before we go to middle school. One more time.
Okay, maybe I was in the minority share that didn't really go for the parachute.
We had that damn rope. Mark Bowers with us for a couple more minutes. Couple highlights since we last talked to you. TJ did get his 100th win, and he's went on past that. Got that at the National Duels. Anything else that you wanted to touch on?
You know, honestly, once we get these guys back intact again, and again, keep our conditioning up. We've got a phenomenal team. There's no doubt about it. We have our first home duel February 4th. We kind of started that's our 2 weeks of being at home. Thank goodness. We're looking forward to that. And then after our 2 weeks of being home, the first couple weekends of February, as far as we go till Nationals is Hayes. We have two duels down in Hayes, the middle of that week of the state wrestling tournament. I believe that's the 15th of February. Grand Canyon, Fort Hayes State, couple quality teams again. And then we head into regionals. Back to Hayes again. So, you know, we're happy the fact that we can get through January in one piece, and that's what we're looking forward to.
When you load up the vans, the smaller, but whatever you take, how many people go on a wrestling trip?
Normally, we will take, this trip we're taking this weekend, we'll take a couple extra backup guys. So we'll have about 12 wrestlers, our coaching staff, and the bus driver. So that's about it.
Yeah, so again, if you go somewhere and there's sometimes there just isn't a backup kid to
15,
to
16 people. So. Totally.
Correct.
Mark, since you're off till next Wednesday, we talked about the trip. It's New Mexico Highlands. It's Adams State. It's Colorado State Pueblo.
Yes.
Is Adams going to be the toughest out of the
group? Adams will definitely be the toughest. And they actually, I was talking to their coach on the phone last night, and they have a great atmosphere. Alamosa, let's face it, in the middle of nowhere. but just like their coach told me, he goes, our people know wrestling around here. They know what riding time is. They know what wrestling is. And I tell you what, they get into it. They're excited about it. I actually called him because we are trying to push the duel back to 8 o'clock start mm-hmm. time because we actually duel New Mexico Highlands at 1 o'clock, get on a bus for 3.5 hours, drive all the way up. We're chartering. I'm concerned that since I'm not driving that we may get there a little later than what we need to be, and so we're trying to push that back to an 8 o'clock start. And he said, honestly, that might help us out.
Well, it's good to get along. My last question,
yep.
Recruiting, where are we at? We never talk about that very much until we get the kids signed.
You know, we did sign Connor Bowling out of Central City. He's shooting for his third state title this year. You know, started the year off a kid intentionally ripped his knee out and strained some ligaments, and I heard last week he hurt some ribs. It sounds like he's having kind of a little bit of a rough year, but doing fantastic. Dynamite young man. Quite honestly, I wish I had him in our lineup this year. Mm-hmm. But and then we signed a young man out of Texas, a 165 pounder by the name of Travis Lyskow. Travis, we had that connection with this kid from one of our former wrestlers. And he actually has lost 2 1-point matches to the number 4 ranked kid in the nation. So this kid's a very talented young man. We're looking for a 184 pounder. It's kind of one of our things, and we're talking to another young man that's not too far down the road in Grand Island. I can't say his name really, but we've got some other kids that we're talking to very heavily, and hopefully we can get them to sign with us as well.
Would that be the opposite of Easter Sea? What's the opposite of East?
Westerby.
No, not him. No, it's another young man.
Okay, and my last question for you is, what's riding time?
Right.
Are you serious? They don't do it in high school.
Yeah, they don't do it in high school.
You gotta watch college.
If you get ridden for more than a minute or more, you actually, at the end of the match, will get a point, an extra point. And so it doesn't matter.
So you're on top in control, I take it, for
correct.
More than a point.
Yeah, and it can be 4 minutes. I could ride you for 4 minutes. I still get 1 point. And that's kind of a misunderstanding that people don't always understand. Well, if I can ride you for a minute and I get 1 point, well, if I can ride you for 2 minutes, don't I get 2 points? No, that's not quite how it is. You just get one. It's an extra bonus point. So it brings the dynamics of being a complete wrestler into play here. You know, you can be tough on your feet offensively and counter defensively, but to be able to have the skill to ride somebody, it gives you kind of that bonus point for being that talented.
Control the match.
Controlling the match, yes.
So there's not a lot. I mean, that's one thing. When there's When you see Iowa wrestle the number two ranked team, sometimes it's 3-2. I mean, it's 2-1. I mean, there's not a lot of scoring.
Yeah, and you don't see the whole lot of riding when you go to duels like that. Those guys, they're out of there so fast. It's not even funny. But
you don't
yeah.
score until you score.
Exactly.
Mark, we'll let you get out of here.
All right.
What is wrong with you? And best of luck on the road, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Super. Thank you very much. Mark, have a great day.
Thank you. Mark Bauer, the head wrestling coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney.
Mark, hold on a second. I'm not done with
him. He's got to teach. He's got to go.
Those kids.
He's got to go. Leave him alone.
Let's go to break. We got to go to break.
We got to talk about everything else.
Okay, hurry.
We got track kids doing it. We got Tervell going to the trials, but we'll talk about that at a later time. Mike Dentlinger. He's all over the place. He's the RMAC Men's Basketball Player of the Week. He is all academic. Now, the wrestling hasn't come out yet. The basketball has. And Dentlinger is on the first team for the men. Max Freilich's on the second team for the women. Vanessa Leeper-Jones on the first team. And Debbie Johnson on the second team. And this isn't one of those where 70 people are on the first team. 5 on each team. Former Loper and Kearney Catholic product Caitlin Petrie is the RMAC Women's Academic Player of the Year. So congratulations to her. The Loper basketball teams are on the road the next two weekends. We had some great performances by the Tracksters. Marty Molina is on the national list to make it to the Nationals. And so is Cornell Leffler, and we'll find out more about that. And here's one you want to know. Senior Bryson Malberg was the runner-up in the 60 hurdles this past weekend.
Well, that's good. It's heptathlon. He didn't make the opening height in the pole vault, I heard. Come on!
Dan O'Brien. That's our Loper Link for today, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans, and Garrett Tire Treads and Appliances. They can't get you an offensive coordinator because UNK needs one. Russ Martin was introduced as the football coach at Colorado Mesa yesterday, but they can get you everything else. GarrettTire.net. We're back after this because Dan Parr of Pro Football Weekly is going to join us on the show today, and we've got more to talk about as well.
Hi, it's the Herd. Expensive legal fees shouldn't stand between you and your New Year's resolution. If you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. If this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including attorney help if you need it. Over 2 million people have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com, including many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list. Maybe that's why they're so successful. For personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states, you can trust LegalZoom. Want more savings? Enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com. Attorney support provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom's not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
You've heard of CHS Agri Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on. Always.
The health of your eyes is the focus at Optical Gallery. Dr. Mandy Johnson continues Optical Gallery's 25-year tradition of providing exceptional eye care for you and your family. From eye exams and contact lens fittings to the diagnosis and treatment of ocular conditions, plus a large selection of name brand frames and sunglasses, Optical Gallery, your source for personal, professional quality eye care. 220 West 39th Street, just south of Sun Mart. Call 234-9913. Online at opticalgalleryofkearney.com.
Thursday, it's more high school basketball on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN, the Amherst Broncos welcome in the Gibbon Buffaloes. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, the Sandy Creek Cougars host Blue Hill. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Shelton welcomes in Wood River. More action Friday and Saturday as well, but Thursday, Blue Hill, Sandy Creek on the Breeze, Wood River, Shelton on Classic Hits 98.9, and Gibbon Amherst right here on ESPN.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop as we head through the day today with highs around 44. Winds out of the west will also increase to 15 to 25. Tonight, a slight chance for snow showers or flurries develops with a low of 8. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 28.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie signed a bill into law legalizing sports betting in his state, but only after a federal ban on such gambling is overturned.
Yeah, that's a long, that's an uphill fight. You're probably never going to win. I mean, Vegas has so many rules in place that... it's just one of those deals where they've got so much oversight there to control it and keep it there. Once it gets out, it's just a mess that the federal government doesn't want to worry about.
In baseball, let's take a look at Jabba Chamberlain. He was back in Lincoln. He was at the Iowa duel, wrestling duel last week with his father. He is going to get $1.675 million, one-year contract with the Yankees. He's recovering from elbow ligament replacement surgery, which he had in the middle of last June. I hope that means he's ready.
But you look at that contract. Weren't we talking big numbers 2 years ago?
Well, last year he had to sign a 1 year. They didn't even know if he'd still be a Yankee.
Yeah, I think we're 2 years away from the big. That's a nice deal. I would love to make a third of that.
Since Jobomania, his agent screwed him. Greed. His agent was greedy.
Yeah.
Ever since the mites got to him in Cleveland, it just hasn't been the same. The Royals have agreed to one-year contracts with Luke Hochaver, Jonathan Sanchez, Felipe Polino, all pitchers, reserve outfielder Mitch Meyer. Only one left in arbitration is Alex Gordon, but they're trying to figure out a long-term deal. It's not like they're fighting.
No, it sounds like it's on Dayton Moore's shoulder right now. Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for long-term deal. They're looking at the model that the Tampa Bay Devil Rays built, and they're going after that. They had those young guys locked up. Now you got to lock up, and then you got to have your pitching come through a little bit.
Nebraska hosts Indiana tonight. What do you think the spread is? Have you seen?
I'm not. Indiana by 8 or 9.
This is why I was about ready to make another bold prediction on this radio show.
What is it, 12?
3. But it would probably be better if they were a bigger favorite, right?
How does Vegas know this? This is going to come down to the wire.
Yeah, I think it is. I think Nebraska's got a shot here. I don't think they have a chance against Ohio State. I mean, they got a chance to be in a ball game, play in a ball game, not to get beat by 40.
If you went down to Lincoln and pulled season ticket holders, people that have been to every game this year, I suppose there's 13 or 18 of those people out there. And you said, what do you think the spread would be? Everybody would say 12, 15, 10, 3. How in the world? I've actually got at my availability right here my little point-wise deal. I'm going to look up the basketball power rankings. Nebraska at home, it says that they are 41 plus 4 because of the home court. They are 45. Now, if you go to Indiana Hoosiers are 52. This says it'd be 7. But
and David put his hand in the bag and took out a stone and slung it. And it struck the Philistine on the head. And he fell to the ground.
Huh?
Yeah.
And David put his hand in the bag and took out a stone and slung it. And it struck the Philistine on the head. And he fell to the ground.
Still gives me goosebumps.
Yep.
Great moment from Hoosiers. It is Indiana coming to Lincoln for the first time in men's basketball since
ever
1942. Again, showing the ineptness of the scheduling of the athletic directors at the University of Nebraska in sports. Now, I know Indiana's been a powerhouse forever, but come on.
Yeah, you
they just didn't schedule Big Ten schools. Then all of a sudden, oh, you're the greatest. But they are 3-3 in the conference after starting 12-0.
But, Douglas, you say that when you're in the Big 12, the Big 8 conferences, they were powerful basketball conferences. In the you didn't want to take on Indiana, Duke, Ohio State.
No, but there was somewhere along the way that, yeah. I mean, we were good for a while. Not great. Respectable enough that you could have brought somebody in, and yet they never did. Michigan State was, and this is before Tom Izzo.
Just saying, you got to schedule those deals long before, I think, Danny Knee.
No. Basketball is a year at a time, Tony. A year at a time.
Not if you want Indiana.
No,
I don't think.
Bull. No. No.
You have not been
100% wrong in a long time. You are 100% wrong on this. If Nebraska and Duke want to play next year, it can be done. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Doc Sadler says it. They keep saying that they're working hard to get one of these teams like that. They keep saying that. And maybe, I mean, it's a lot easier to get Dana Altman to come in here. You're 100% totally inaccurate.
Okay.
The schedule is not set for next year. Everybody has openings. There is no doubt that right now, if Nebraska and fill in the blank were serious about playing next year, they could play. There is no doubt about it. If North Carolina and Nebraska wanted to play next year and they could find a date to make it work for both, and that's the one thing that I cannot figure out. You use Chicago, you use Kansas, these schools go out on their recruiting. You know, Duke goes to Madison Square Garden all the time. They play in Kansas City. They play in Chicago. Wouldn't you think they could get a double dip? You play your big game, and then you come to Lincoln. And maybe Nebraska's got to go to your place once or twice. Whatever, we're in that position. I've never figured out I don't think they even want to play it in Omaha, and maybe that's what hurts it a little bit. Nebraska wants to play in Nebraska, but there's no doubt that if they could get a big school to say yes, there's no doubt that they could do it next year. You don't have to plan it 5 years down the road. It's not football. It's not football.
Okay, when you play in the toughest conference in the land, why would you schedule that team?
We didn't.
We do now.
Well, we don't have to worry about scheduling Big Ten teams. We get U.S. We play some Pac-12 teams.
I understand, but you want to bring...
We're in the ACC Challenge. This is a different argument.
Okay.
Different argument.
Okay.
I'm just saying I can't believe... In fact, what was it? Nebraska hadn't played any... Who was the team when we were talking? They hadn't played any Big Ten basketball schools outside of Minnesota, I don't think, in a regular season for like 20 years. Michigan State may have been the last one. That was it when Michigan State was their second game in conference. It was amazing. It was amazing how they'd never played any of these Big Ten schools.
I just...
Not even the crap... Not even Iowa!
No, you're... I mean, yes, you're correct. I'm just saying, I think those power conferences, when you play in them all throughout the Big 12, I mean, there's no reason to schedule those teams. You go through your conference, take care of business there, that gets you into the tournament. That's what you need.
Well, that's what it's all about.
I mean, we're so far from that, that it's not even funny.
And Nebraska has to pad their schedule with very few tough schools because they need those wins to have a chance to make the tournament. I get that as well, but you can't. You can't have 12 Southeastern Coastal Carolina Maryland Shores.
No, I'm with you.
Hey, folks, you can discuss sports topics like this. Watch your favorite games. You can watch the Huskers in Indiana tonight and enjoy a great meal at Cunningham's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Their kitchen is open for lunch, and it's open late into the evening with pizza, prime rib, chicken, brisket sandwiches, burgers, and maybe you just want some hot wings. They'll take care of that as well. Always get the Journal Bites. So tasty. You can watch the Huskers while enjoying the coldest beer in town. Check out Sunday's NFL championship games and enjoy a good time. Live entertainment every weekend, lunch, and, of course, the place to watch all of your favorite sporting events at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft on the bricks, 23rd Street, Kearney. We'll be back. Talk a little bit more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we do that, want to give away some more tickets to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. We've got a few more family four packs to give away. It's going on this weekend at the Mack Center in Council Bluffs. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And we will give those to you. Just call. We'll give you a family four pack and Dan Parr, Pro Football Weekly, when we come back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. More and more business people are working remotely from their iPad and iPhones, leaving their laptops behind. Working lighter, I do. But the iPad and iPhone can't replace your office computer. That's unless you have GoToMyPC app. It's the missing link. Turns your iPad and iPhone into your computer. With GoToMyPC by Citrix, you can access your entire Mac or PC, work on any program, edit stuff, save any file from anywhere, even on the go, airport, cafe, right from your iPhone. Take care of any urgent request to edit a PowerPoint, update a spreadsheet, work on any file. Go to MyPC, so convenient, reliable, easy to use. Sets up, by the way, in just minutes. Try Go to MyPC today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's GoToMyPC.com, try it free, promo code Colin.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunday to partly cloudy skies develop as we head through the day today with highs around 44. Winds out of the west will also increase to 15 to 25. Tonight, a slight chance for snow showers or flurries develops with a low of 8. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 28.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can
just for you,
Chet.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Never, ever have I heard this song in my life.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about the parachute, and you didn't know about riding time, so we're learning today.
We are learning. It's part of listening to Doug and Danny.
I was going to use this as
some days we do states and capitals. Sometimes we teach you about riding time.
God, I'm going to tell you. I was going to use this as a – I wonder. I was going to save this for Troutman's Tuesday trivia, but I think you either know it or you don't. That is Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers. That's old classic country song. They've got some other ones. You can Google them, YouTube them, whatever you want. They are from a small town in Nebraska. That's where they are from and have performed on the Grand Ole Opry and all that.
Tom Paul. Unbelievable.
Jim and Chuck and –
Are you going out on a limb right now? Nebraska will win tonight.
By the way, the answer is Spalding.
Really?
From Spalding, Nebraska. Yes.
Nice.
So I thought you'd want to know that. Am I going out on a limb and picking Nebraska? I'm now scared by the point spread.
Why is that scary?
8 or 9 would be a little bit closer to what I was hoping for. I mean, you pick Nebraska. That's not a big pick. It's a 3-point game.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's not an earth-shattering big-time pick like you would usually make.
Well, I think it tells you. I mean, the Vegas thinks they're going to be right in the ballgame. Should be interesting to see. Well, Nebraska playing a lot better as of late.
Well, it's because they got their guys back. Again, you had. I mean, you don't want to get beat by 40 ever, but they do have their guys back.
Right now, we're joined talking a little NFL action with Dan Parr from Pro Football Weekly. Dan, how are you this morning? Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for giving us the time, Dan. The question has kind of been out there. We've had it on the show. It's been national. Who do you think's going to be in the Super Bowl? And then who do you want to be in the Super Bowl? From a Pro Football Weekly writer stance, what's the most interesting story to you? Is it the Harbaugh brothers, or is it a different one?
Well, I think, you know, there's two storylines that jump out to you. You mentioned the one with the Harbaugh brothers, and the other one would be, of course, a rematch from a few years ago. If the Patriots and Giants were to lock horns again, those two stand out. But I really don't think you're going to get a loser of the bunch. I think that I like, I could see any one of these teams moving on. My picks for the game were for the Niners and the Patriots, but I've missed on a few here along the way. I think it's an intriguing team, no matter where you look. So I'm going to be interested no matter what happens. But I think from probably a ratings perspective, if we're looking at it that way, I think the two you look for would be the Harbaugh Bowl or the rematch from the Tyree Catch Super Bowl game.
Dan, it was Alex Smith last week. Was that just an absolute game that he pulled out of unbelievable land, or can he do that again?
Well, I don't know if he could do it as in any more dramatic fashion than he did. I mean, that was such an unbelievable finish. It'd be hard to replicate that one week after doing it. But, listen, Alex Smith has shown now that he's not going to back down. He's not going to shrink in the spotlight. He's gonna, he can make it plays for you and help you win the game. So, we saw during the regular season, obviously, that he was a guy who looked much improved, but it wasn't because numbers were jumping off the page to you. You know, he was efficient. He had a great running game, a great defense. He wasn't a game manager, but he wasn't a game winner, so to speak, I guess. You know, you don't look at him and you don't talk about him in the category of your Aaron Rodgers and your Drew Brees and Tom Brady's of the world, but certainly he's a guy that you can go far with now, and a lot of it has to do with the relationship he's had with Jim Harbaugh and the confidence that has been shown in him. I think that's really been the big difference probably for him this season more than anything, is that he knows he has support on the sideline, and he's got some play callers that are creative and do a real good job of putting him in situations to succeed.
I think both Harbaugh brothers would tell you that they've got great people around them. But to take over a franchise and do it in your first year, no one saw that coming. How did he do it in such a short amount of time?
That is a great question, and that's been asked a lot this week. You know, how was this team so bad under Mike Singletary, and then with so many of the same players back turn into this? I just think it's probably a combination of factors. I don't think the personnel was ever really that bad there. I think they went 6-10 last season. That was only one game off of the division leaders. You know, the Seahawks went up winning the division. So, for them to make the leap to getting into the postseason, beating the Saints and being at home against the Giants now in this situation. It's just good coaching. I think it's good motivational work by Harbaugh. He really seems to do a great job of that. These guys believe in him. They want to fight hard for him. And that's not something you see all that often, really, in the NFL. I mean, he's a professional athlete. Some guys get jaded. This team seems, maybe we're falling too much into the passion trap here, but they seem to have it. More so than we see with a lot of teams that aren't playing right now. So they believe in themselves, they believe in the system, and they're well coached.
Dan Parr, the associate editor of Pro Football Weekly, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Dan, I said 4 weeks left in the regular season, and we've talked about it on the show for a lot of years, is that there is some team that is 6-6, 8-6 or 8-5, wherever that point in the season, 7-5, that's going to make a run. Last year it was, I mean, this year it's the Giants. Last year it was the Packers. And I think you can go back a long, long way and always find some team that wins three of its last four or goes 4-0 in the last 4 weeks and makes that run into the playoffs. And then you see the top teams stumble. What is there one common denominator? Well, what's going on? That did not used to happen. And in the last 6-8 years, it's happening every year.
I have not studied enough to know what has changed. I just know that, you know, getting hot at the right time matters. And for the Giants, a team that underachieved for much of the second half of the season, you know, started off, I think, 6-2 or something like that, and then, you know, really fell on hard times. You know, they beat the Patriots in New England, but then they get absolutely blown off the field by the Saints when they go to the Superdome. So you didn't know what you were getting from week to week. But they always stayed right in the race, and you know, no one ran away with the NFC East. If everything had gone to according to plan in Philadelphia, maybe we're not even talking about the Giants being in the postseason right now. But of course, you know, they took advantage of a situation where to get 9-7 got you in, and they've had the talent to compete, and they've got the experience. You know, they when they go into Lambeau last week, they weren't not a team that gets caught up in all that talk of being an underdog. They've been through it, and they got Eli Manning, a guy who led them to a Super Bowl. So I think experience helps, but just the overall talent of the talent of this team speaks for itself. And again, another team that's got, you know, really good coaching staff. They come in and give their guys a chance every week. So this is a team that finally started playing up to its ability. And unlike a Packers, I think, who maybe really didn't figure out, you know, how good they were until they got going last season, although maybe they would disagree with that. I think this team kind of felt like it hadn't, you know, played its best football and knew that what it could do if it got a chance in the tournament. So now we're seeing what they're capable of.
Is this a Ravens' last chance? I mean, you look at the defense, Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. I mean, those guys just get older and older, but they still play great. But they've got to start slowing down, don't they?
Well, I think we've been saying about Ray Lewis, and all those guys for a while now. So they keep proving us wrong, I guess. You know, say anyone who says that they're done or on the way out. So you never know. I mean, you never know when it's, you know, looking back, it's easy to say, oh, that was the end for that team. But I don't think I think the Ravens are such a good organization. They make such good personnel decisions. They have such good people running the team that they're going to be competitive. Maybe they won't be talking about them in the Super Bowl conversation, you know, when some of these guys, core guys on defense, start to wear down. But it wouldn't surprise me if we still are, actually, when some of the captain type players, the guys we've been talking about for a decade now, end up hanging them up. They're just so well run and have such a good eye for talent that this is the kind of team that's going to be in the playoff race almost every season.
Dan Parr, Associate Editor of Pro Football Weekly, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They have cleaned house at Indianapolis. Overall, your thoughts on that? And it sure makes me think that if you're going to go to that kind of effort to clean house, Peyton Manning is not going to be your quarterback again. Well, I just want to know your thoughts on what's going on with the Colts.
Well, I think, you know, no matter what happens with Peyton Manning, they have to make a decision here coming up in March on the option for his deal. Well, I'm not sure if they have totally made up their mind there. Some people think they have. Some people think the move yesterday with firing Jim Caldwell signals that they're moving on from Peyton Manning. But I think everyone's, you know, pretty confident that once they go through their process and draft evaluation, that it's going to be Andrew Luck coming to Indianapolis, whether Peyton Manning is still there or not. So, they're talking about, you know, rebuilding and starting new. But I feel like Jim Irsay is a guy that's going to be hard to convince that Manning doesn't need to be around. So maybe they'll talk with him, see if they can restructure that deal so it works for both sides. That move yesterday kind of surprised me. So I would not be surprised this time now if we hear before long that Peyton Manning will be playing elsewhere next season too. So they've made a decision to when you see them trap it only feeds the speculation that they're going to be going with a rookie quarterback under center, and Peyton Manning might not be there to be the tutor for him.
Dan, you look at the four teams remaining. Three of them, the defenses stand out really aplenty. You can pick whatever you like about the defense, but they're all very, very solid. Then you got the Patriots. Is their defense good enough to win a Super Bowl?
I think so. The thing about the Patriots' defense that a lot of people get caught up in is how much yardage they give up. And I think the best way probably to evaluate a defense these days is how many points they give up. What's the points per game average? I think that tells you the story a little bit more than yards, because if you can, you know, you don't win for racking up yards. You got to get the ball in the end zone. You got to be good in the red zone. And the Patriots have done a pretty, you know, decent job of that. No, they are not a great defense by any means. But when you have Tom Brady on the other side of the ball, you don't have to be a shutdown, epic defense. And that's why they are where they are right now. So this is a team I think that is good enough defensively to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, I'm picking them to win this weekend. So obviously I think highly enough of them, because you're not going to have probably a high-scoring shootout when Baltimore comes to town.
Indy, Miami, Tampa, Oakland, all still trying to find a coach. They get rid of their coach. Like, apparently they don't know who's going to be coming in. I always find that hard. If you're going to fire a guy, you have to think you got a guy in mind to take over that's going to be better. Question is out there, which one of those jobs would be the best? I hear people, again, I'll bring up Indy, they think that would be the best job. But good God, if you bring back Peyton Manning and you're a whole new staff and he's went through it all these years, he's not going to conform to your style. He's going to want to play his winning style. So of those four teams, what's the best job?
Well, I think Indy probably is, because I think if either way it goes, you know, if you have Manning come back, I think this is a team that could be contending for the division title again next year. And if you don't, you have the number one overall pick. You're going to get the best quarterback in the draft, and you're setting yourself up very well if you make a good decision to be in the conversation in that division for a decade or more. So I think that's pretty attractive. And the other jobs, you know, Oakland, to me, is a team where they're so hamstrung by the decisions they've made trading away their draft picks. Doesn't jump out to me as one that wins in this ranking. In Miami, there's a question at quarterback. They have good talent there. I think they're a team that could be competitive next season and maybe surprise people. If I had to rank them, I think probably Miami number two, Tampa Bay three, Oakland four maybe. That's just off the top of my head. I had to think about it a little bit more. But Tampa Bay, I think, is attractive because Josh Freeman had a terrible year, I know, but I think he's still going to be a pretty good quarterback in this league. And, they have some really good young talent on the defensive line. There's a nice, I think, core there. They did, overachieve in 2010 when they won 10 games, but I think this is a team that has more talent than it showed last season. So they bring in a new coach. I think this is a good young up-and-coming team.
I would say out of those four, I'd take Miami. The weather's better. That would be the best job, but that's just me. Dan, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. We'd love to do it again. Enjoy the playoffs.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Dan. Plus, you and Jimmy Johnson could hang out on his boat.
That would be cocky.
I say Miami. I already explained why I wouldn't take Indiana. And Miami, you look at the division. New England has got to be at the end of their run. The Jets are in shambles. Buffalo hasn't been good forever. Miami, despite all their troubles and coaching changes and bad quarterbacks, if you want to say that, they always find a way to be competitive. They're not outside of the 1 year where they were trying to go over. I mean, this is a football team that always seems to at least try to get to 500. Even this year when they started so terrible, they kept trying to win. I mean, I would say Miami number one, Tampa number two. If Oakland's draft picks aren't terrible, then that's attractive. But because Oakland kind of the same thing. Where do you go with San Diego? Denver? Really? Do you really believe in them? Kansas City? I mean, there's all kinds of potential in that. But you're talking about winning, giving yourself a chance to make the playoffs, and then going from there. I think out of those four, Miami's number one.
When's a name guy like Cowher going to reemerge? I mean, when's that going to become? When's one of these jobs going to become appealing to somebody?
I don't think Cowher ever coaches again. And if he does, I don't think the success level will be there. I mean, you can look at Parcells. He kept coming back and coming back. But really, did he ever do anything after that? I mean, he was back soon enough to take the Patriots to the Super Bowl. But in Dallas, eh. Miami, when he came aboard and helped out, eh.
I mean, you're talking a different age group when you got Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher's still.
How long's Cowher been out? Been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. We talked about it yesterday with the colleges. Eventually, you just get forgotten about.
Well, hell, they don't forget about Bill Cowher. I guarantee you, if he's interested.
But off the top of my head, and let's see, you know, you watching NFL all the time, is Shanahan the only coach right now coaching that's done this? Spent some time off, come back. And he hasn't been successful.
Jeff Fisher now coming back with a different team.
He's out 1 year.
Well, I understand.
No, guy that's been out. I mean, do we have an old veteran coach coaching right now?
No, Wade Phillips will probably get another opportunity.
Oh, my God. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Breakfast serve every morning till 11 a.m. Two grill sandwiches for only $4. Plus, check out Seattle's best iced coffee. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Maybe if Wade Phillips gets a job, he can take Bill Callahan with him. Back after this.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too?
The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery, but Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four, so you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last, in-store only. Ends 1/28. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Android-powered Casio G's1 Commando and ESPN's Winter X Games athletes have one essential quality in common: toughness. Both can withstand low temperatures and high altitudes. They're shock and water resistant and always ready for what life throws at them. Commando also features awesome apps like adventure training for the outdoor warrior. Tune in to ESPN January 26th through the 29th to watch the toughest competitors in action sports battle for an X Games gold. And go get a Casio G's1 Commando, available exclusively at Verizon Wireless.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
This Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network. First, the AFC title is up for grabs as Tom Brady and the New England Patriots host Ray Lewis and the Baltimore Ravens. Then, Eli Manning and the New York Giants head to San Francisco to take on the 49ers for a chance to advance to Super Bowl 46. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Coverage begins Sunday at 1 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunday to partly cloudy skies develop as we head through the day today with highs around 44. Winds out of the west will also increase to 15 to 25. Tonight, a slight chance for snow showers or flurries develops with a low of 8. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 28.
Oh, big fella. The storm coming back home this weekend to take on Waterloo. They didn't have a good experience in Lincoln last night, but mechanical bulls out there this weekend.
Really?
What do you think? You going to get on?
If the mechanical bull wants to be broke, I can.
Love you, sissy.
It'd be like one of those electric pivots. It'd break.
You ever got on an electric pivot?
It would have broke, too. Yeah, no. That's why I don't need an electric pivot.
Get on a
pivot.
Spray gun. And
there you go. That's why I use T&L, irrigation systems. You don't have to worry about electric pivot repair hassles. You have to worry about failed gearboxes and micro switches. You can experience a T&L difference. Hydrostatically powered, designed safe and proven, it eliminates those hassles. They've been doing it for over 55 years. Call your local T&L dealer today or TL Irrigation Company today. They're easier on you. and it's worked for a long, long time. Whether you want the basic manual speed and direction control, or whether you want to crank it up with all the GPS, all the bells and whistles, they can do that too. They've got separate pivot control options for you. T&L Irrigation, the choice is simple. They've been doing it since 1955. They've been locally owned and operated in the Hastings area since then. Great company to work for. Great company to sell you those pivots. They work for you on the farm.
As we expected, there were some good basketball games last night on the high school scene. It came down to a one-pointer. Sutton falls to Ravenna, 49-48, 1-2 in Class C2. Amherst gets a huge win. They upset Shelton, 1 point, 39-38. Hastings beats Centennial. St. Cecilia crushes Lexington. Kearney Catholic wins at Grand Island Central Catholic. Anytime you can win at the Crusaders' home court, you've done something. Also, yesterday, Minden defeated St. Paul. Overton, a good, tight, close win over Elwood, 63-57. Actually, just some points in that ball game. So, some good games yesterday. And not all is going to be lost in Class A. Benson, 75. Bellevue East, 72.
Yeah, Bellevue East missed a shot at the buzzer to tie that one up. Some bad basketball, too. Geez, some of those scores are terrible.
Well, that's the way it is every night. Girls, St. Cecilia beats Lexington. Kearney Catholic beats Central Catholic. Minden beats St. Paul. Shelton beat Amherst. Top 10 battle there. So some of the results, a lot more basketball coming your way tomorrow night here on ESPN. Gibbon is going to try their hand at Amherst on Classic Hits 98.9, Wood River Shelton, and on The Breeze 94.5, Blue Hill will take on Sandy Creek. PlatteRiverPreps.com and ESPNSuperstation.com for your web casting needs.
Let's get out of here, Douglas. I think it's that time. Later in the week, we're going to have a recruiting special for you. Sean Callahan's going to join us just to see where the Huskers are on Friday. Also, Ross Halford for you wrestling fans.
HuskerMat.com. Tomorrow, Clint Head, the head wrestling coach at Donovan Trumbull, as they get ready to host the Luplat Conference Tournament. Also, we want to thank Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach. Got that theme going this week for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dan Parr, associate editor of Pro Football Weekly, joining us as well to chat about the Final Four in the NFL playoffs. So we've got a lot more coming up. A lot of items going on. We've got some local kids doing some good things. We wanted to have Nate Pollock on going to the Major League Soccer, but apparently he is under the weather, and he's also had some surgery, so he's going to be unavailable for a while, and maybe we'll get a chance to catch up with him in the near future.
Our friend from Elwood, JP, says Dick Vermeil did it, Doug.
There's one.
Successful coach that's returned after a while. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!